T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Portland, if you've ever wondered where to get your Blazers, Ducks, and Bees, it's right here on the airwaves of 1080. 1080 The Fan with Danny and Dusty. It's Danny and Dusty and Rust from noon till 3.
What a perfect day to have the WKRP in Cincinnati open play. Like, this is, we have a rotator where they just fire off. But there is, it may be one of the best bits in sitcom history.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, television history.
The turkey drop bit from WKRP in Cincinnati. It is. I mean, it is one of, it gets me every single time. The live turkey drop where they're dropping turkeys.
Well, and Les Nessman is probably just the dumbest smart guy in the world, too.
Oh, it is hilarious. And if you don't know what the, if you don't know what the turkey drop is, we need to find it. And we need to play the turkey drop.
Oh, we've got it.
We have the turkey drop?
We've got it, yes. All 2 minutes and 14 seconds of it to glory.
I promise we will play before this show is over and before we send you to Thanksgiving, the WKRP in Cincinnati, Les Nessman with the turkey drop. It is so damn magical.
Oh, it is.
It's fantastic. Okay, before we do that, though, we've got to get to it. Let's get picky, my friend. Let's get our NFL picks in. Yay, yay. All right. Updated standings. Boy, it's tight. This is a tight race that we got here. Jeff Rust, unfortunately, you are in last place.
Yeah.
You want the good news, though?
Hey, I'm 500.
You are 16-16-1 on the season. Okay? Not too shabby, my friend. Okay? In third place, we have Dan Marang, the Marangutan himself, 16-15-2. Wow, tight race there. In second place, it's Getsy. But wait, there's more. Second place at 16-14-3 on the season are the listeners. Okay, the listeners are holding steady and holding strong so far this season. And then I am at 22-8-3. The heater continues 2-0-1 last week. I had Dallas minus 1.5 at Minnesota, Bengals minus 4 at Pittsburgh. Both those covered. The Bears plus 3 at the Falcons. Just trying to ride that one. We got to push there. We got to push. But the heater it rolls on. Dan Marang went 1-2 last weekend. He had the Bengals minus 4. Chiefs minus 5 at the Chargers. That one did not win for him. And the Eagles minus 7 at the Colts. That was a 3-point game. That was a weird game. He went 1-2. You also went 1-2 last week, right?
Yeah. Should have been 1-1-1, but, you know, don't want to call the block in the back on the game-winning punt return touchdown.
All right. Well, I'm sorry about that, bud. And then the listeners also went 1-2 last week. We just got a tight race going on all around here. All right. Let's get to it then. Now let's start with you. Jeffrey Rust.
my first game, and I had picked this one before we even had Horvat on, amazingly enough. But he's a smart dude. Mm-hmm. I'll stick on the side that he went with. Philadelphia -7 hosting the Packers.
Really?
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers has jumped the shark, and
I saw a really funny meme about Aaron Rodgers. It was, why does Aaron Rodgers look at the camera when something goes wrong like he's Jim in The Office? Because every game there's a still shot of like Rodgers with like this look on his face, and he stares right at the camera.
Yeah, so I have zero faith in the Packers. I'm taking Philly -7.
Okay, you got the... Oh, I need to get the listeners' picks in. Y'all can go to at Danny and Dusty on Twitter. From COVID jail, Danny Meringue has posted all of the games. You can vote at Danny and Dusty. Seahawks -3.5 against the Raiders. You have the Bengals -1.5. They are on the road at the Tennessee Titans. That's a weird line that I don't quite get. And then the Vikings -2.5 hosting the Patriots on Thanksgiving Day. Go and vote. Go and vote. At Danny and Dusty. And you can be winners. All right. Danny Meringue, his first game that he is going to be on the bets for this week. He's going to ride those Bengals -1.5 taking on the Tennessee Titans. He likes some on the road favorites. Bengals -0.5 at the Titans. I'm going to go, I'll start this bad boy off with, I like the Seahawks -3.5 hosting the Raiders at home. The Raiders have lost tight game after tight game. You have the Seahawks.
America's team. No.
No. No. No.
Just use that rolled up newspaper and smack it right on my nose.
You better not. You better not. Seahawks coming off a bye. And then you have the Raiders who are coming off that last second victory at Denver. I love a well-rested and well-prepared Seattle Seahawks team going into this one. Give me Sea Chickens -3.5. Danny, on being the Raiders fan, we're at odds here. He's got the Raiders +3.5.
My second game, I'm with you. Seahawks -3.5.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. My second game, I'll go Ravens -4. Taking on your Jacksonville Jaguars. I, for the love of God, cannot figure this one out. I know injuries are going to be playing a factor. I know that Lamar Jackson's dinged up.
Did not practice today.
I am not going to place a bet in favor of the Jacksonville Jaguars. No. Give me the Ravens -4.
Well, I must have been looking off of everybody else's paper today because I, too, have the Ravens at -4 at my Jacksonville Jaguars.
That is fair. I mean, you have to pick every single game.
Yeah, we'll see if I have called two Jaguars games correctly in a row. I think that brings me up to like 3-8 on them on the season.
It kind of makes me want to change my pick at this point.
Fair enough.
Third and final pick for me. The Danny Meringue, he's got the Eagles -7 taking on the Green Bay Packers. Okay, so Eagles -7 taking on the Packers. That's where the line is at right now. My third and final game, I can't believe I'm doing this. This is my, what am I doing? What in the world am I doing? I'm going Broncos -2.5 taking on the Carolina Panthers in Carolina. And this is my reasoning for it.
Sam Darnold?
These two teams are bad at football.
Yes.
Which is the sport they're playing. Which is less than ideal. But one of them has something to play for. The other has nothing to play for. The Denver Broncos are truly playing for pride at this point because they don't have their first round pick. They have no reason to lose. The Carolina Panthers, on the other hand, they want to lose this game.
Strategery.
They're not in the business of winning football games right now. They're in the business of losing games, and these come down to tiebreaker games. Give me the Denver Broncos. I think we're going to get a Carolina rollover game here. and I do not feel good about it.
That's the thing about betting on two bad teams.
Yeah, I do not feel good about this whatsoever. All right, we powered right through this.
We did.
Yeah.
That's good, because we're getting ourselves back on time.
Oh, you want me to take us off time? I got... Brother, I can do that.
Oh, I know this.
All right. Like, I could just ask this question right now. Macaroni and cheese, is it or is it not a side for Thanksgiving? You got opinions on this. I know you got opinions on this. I say yes, absolutely.
I have
mac and cheese, let's go.
I take zero issue with it. It was not something that was typically on our Thanksgiving table growing up. But, yeah, go mac and cheese.
When we go with the power rankings, okay, and we will do this hour, we are power ranking best sides on Thanksgiving. Get your power rankings ready.
Gotcha.
Mac and cheese, they're in the conversation for me. Or it is in the conversation for me.
Yeah.
It is not a day.
Well, mac and cheese. That can be a day.
Hey,
yeah, there are a couple.
Get your power rankings in, 503-250-1080. I see on the text line, people still very mad at you for your prime rib take, Jeff Russ.
Yeah.
Hey,
I'm not apologizing. It's just not my favorite cut of meat.
You played a Sergeant Bilko drop, and it made up for it a little bit, okay? So, all right, 503-250-1080.
Sergeant Bilko?
What? It's not?
What, the Lighten Up Francis?
Yeah.
That's Stripes, baby.
Stripes?
Yeah.
I thought that was Dan Aykroyd.
No.
Oh.
That's the, I forget the commanding officer's name. It escapes me right now. But yeah, that's Stripes.
Yeah. Well, okay. I apologize. He's Lighten Up Francis. Okay. Let's get to big news today about Mike White. Your new starting quarterback for the New York Giants, or Jets. Jets fans, you cannot have nice things. This is assured. Danny Dusty on the Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Boy, New York can turn on you in an instant. We know this. It's usually the New York media that turns on you. The fans will turn on you real quick as well. But from the toast of the town to the laugh of the town, Zach Wilson, what a fall from grace he has had. He is on a Jets team that has a resurgent year this year. Right now, the Jets are 6-4. They may be at the bottom of their division, but they are 6-4, and they were a win away from beating New England on that. If that punt return doesn't go house call, then they are likely on top of the division. A win would have put them in first in the AFC East. A loss sent them to the bottom. They are a good team that knocked it out of the park in the draft. And when they lost Breece Hall, the offense turned to a turd. And that has largely to do with, one, you lose your starting running back and your workhorse back, but it's the second-year quarterback, Zach Wilson, who was with the number two overall pick in the draft just a year ago. And the fingers are all starting to point at Zach Wilson, especially after the interview that he gave post-game, where the Jets' offense musters 3 points against the New England Patriots, only has 2 yards of total offense in the second half, and he says that he does not feel the offense let the team down. Immediately after that, reports started piling on top of Zach Wilson, saying those in the locker room were not happy with Zach Wilson in the way that he was walking around that locker room acting like nothing was wrong and that he wasn't culpable for what was going on with his offense's lack of production and leaving a defense that gave up 3 measly points, leaving them hanging out to dry. And with these sort of situations, there could be a couple of guys in that locker room that are disgruntled and they may not like Zach Wilson all that much. But let's start connecting some dots here, okay? Zach Wilson didn't have the largest body of work coming out of college. In fact, his best year that everybody had to go off of was the COVID year of football, where everything was topsy-turvy. And he played a hell of a year for BYU. But that was really the year that he popped. And he has a lot of tools, but not a lot of tape. And he's very raw, and they knew that coming into the year. Do you remember what they did last year, Mr. Rust? When Zach Wilson was struggling, do you remember what the New York Jets did?
I do not.
They brought in his personal quarterback coach to be the quarterback's coach for the team.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That is coddling.
Yeah.
That is out of this world bizarre. You know, like, this is on par with, like, instead of bringing in when the Patriots allowed Alex Guerrero to be around the organization when Tom Brady was there, that's like the guru of the TB12. That's like instead going, no, we're going to hire Tom's personal quarterback coach as our quarterback's coach here. Like, the Patriots didn't even do that with Tom Brady. You know, look at what the Green Bay Packers did. Like, everybody's like, oh, man, they're pissing off Aaron Rodgers when they don't bring back his quarterback's coach. Well, it's not what you do in the NFL. You don't bring in the guy's personal coach to be your team's quarterback coach to hold his hand along the way. That is weird to do. So there have been red flags all around. And ultimately, when you heard the rumblings that there were guys on the team that did not feel as if he was taking enough responsibility and that he needed to man up and own up to it, you have a little bit of apprehension because there's just maybe some guys who go to the media and are more comfortable with it. All of that was vindicated today when Robert Saleh made this move.
We're going to roll with Mike White.
Wow.
You know, it's the same things we talked about when we elevated him to the second spot. It feels like three or four weeks ago. We know he's fully capable. He's started in this league. He's won games for us. And we just want to give him an opportunity.
Well, you should probably rewind on that one. He's won game for you. Not games, sir. Mike White has started 3 games in the NFL. He's 1-2 as a starter.
She bought me a gun rack. I don't even own a gun, let alone many guns.
To facilitate a gun rack or to necessitate a gun rack. Yes, here is Mike White's line as a pro quarterback. He wears the number 5. And has appeared in 4 games. So this will be his 5th. So he will appear in as many games as his number, finally. He started 3 games, 1-2 as a starter. He's completion percentage of 66%, 953 yards in those 3 games, 5 touchdowns, 8 interceptions.
That seems like a lot for 3 games.
Well, remember, Zach Wilson had that in 1. So, no, he had 3 in that game against New England just a few weeks back. Mike White, Robert Saleh's like, yeah, well, you know, we got Mike White. He's won games for us here in the NFL. No, he's not. He's won a game. And he is not this, you know, polished and distinguished quarterback that you're rolling with. In fact, they're not even going back to Joe Flacco, who played earlier this year. They're going to Mike White. And I think that all of this is very telling to me in that what we were hearing earlier this week about that tension and that distrust within the Jets locker room is all accurate. Because you don't go and you don't turn to Mike White if that is all false.
When Zach Wilson is what, 5-2 as a starter?
What happened with that Connor Hughes, who there is some beef between what's his name, Wilson, and the reporter that asked the question about, do you feel that you let the defense down? There's friction between those two guys, but there was so much more than just that. It was how he acted when he got back into that locker room as well. And this is very tough, because how do you win that trust back if you're Zach Wilson? How do you win that back? How do you win the trust back of that locker room after this? It's going to take a long ass time in a league that does not give you a long time for anything.
And to react to this and he needs to respond to this perfectly, basically, and you know, show the guys, hey, look, I was an idiot. Mm-hmm. I'm very dumb. You guys are smart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can fall into the arms of one of your mom's hot friends again. You know,
or that.
Whatever. Yeah. Just find your comfort where you can, Zach. This text, 503-250-1080. Zach Wilson, 5-2 as a starter. He must be a real S-head not to have any support from the players. Lost the locker room. Tough to come back from that. Absolutely. 100%. 100%. This is going to be damn near impossible to get back from if you're Zach Wilson. You lost your locker room. You lost the guys that only you need to have on your side, especially city like New York, where the will be against you, the fans will be against you. If the guys in that locker room are with you, Daniel Jones is a good example of this. You could turn it around. If the guys in the Mark Sanchez was a great example of this. People said Mark Sanchez sucked. I know that the guys in that locker room, they loved Mark Sanchez. He wasn't very good. But you know, Jimmy Garoppolo is not the best quarterback. Could you imagine this team if they had Jimmy Garoppolo on it?
Wow, yeah, no kidding, huh?
The Jets.
Yeah.
If you're talking where Jimmy goes, Jimmy, one, would clean up in Little Italy. But you have him as the quarterback of the Jets. He knows how to handle the media. He can win over the locker room. He is talented enough to get the ball into playmakers' hands, which is that's all they're asking for. Elijah Moore is like, he's the guy who's been bitching about, like, I don't want to be here anymore. He was like, can we just get the ball in the air? Just throw it to me. Let us make a play. Jimmy G is the guy that, if they go out and they get him, watch out now. Watch out now.
So, Zach Dunn?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't see how you come back from it, man. I do not see how you come back.
Does he come back somewhere else as a starter or as a backup?
Backup. He's talented enough. He is the arm talent. This is tough. Because the most important part about being a backup quarterback is being likable. Is being likable, but not the focus of anybody. It's to be anonymous. Like, you got to be clipboard Jesus, like Charlie Whitehurst, you know, who just sat there with his beautiful hair and beard, and people were like, oh, there he is on TV. But nobody wanted Charlie Whitehurst in the game.
No.
But you know what? He helped along his quarterbacks. Again, this is the thing that was so impressive to me about Geno Smith, is he put his ego aside and he was willing to be that backup quarterback. And I think it says a lot about Drew Locke too, is that Drew Locke and Geno Smith heading into this year, they both said all of the right things, and damn it, they have walked the walk and backed all of it up about being good teammates and not being a distraction for anybody else, knowing that both of them wanted to be the starter. And that's really impressive to me. And so I don't know if Zach Wilson can do that, though. And that's the crazy part about it all. All right, 503-250-1080. That'd be the fan text sign. Any of your feedback that we got on this, we'll get to it. We need to get to – all right, it's time for it. Send him in on the text line, 503-250-1080. You can tweet at me, at Dusty_Hara, if you choose so. We have to power rank our favorite sides for Thanksgiving. Now is the time. Now is the time. Definitive rankings next. First is Russ with SportsCenter.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
.503-250-1080. Thanksgiving. There we go. Let's go. Anybody playing the Turkey Bowl? Or are we Turkey Bowling at all?
No, I'm too old for that. I would break myself.
I feel like a hammy's about to pop.
Yeah.
Thinking about a Turkey Bowl.
I'm still recovering from the fan combine 8 years ago.
Yeah. 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 After seeing your performance, I believe it. Oh, man. All right. The Turkey Bowl traditions, any traditions that y'all have, text us at 503-250-1080. But the real reason I bring you all here today, this blessed union of conversation and food that we will have, we need to definitively put together a power ranking of the best Thanksgiving sides, folks. This is very serious business. I will not make any hardline stances against anybody else's. This is very unique to each and every person. Give me your top three sides. Now, we're not talking desserts. We are not talking, you know, prime rib over turkey or ham over turkey. No, no, no. We are strictly going sides and sides alone. Because there is a very big conversation that has been going on over the last couple of days over whether or not mac and cheese is in fact a Thanksgiving side, and I say yay.
Yeah, absolutely.
I say yes. All right, I'll go ahead. I'll just fire mine off for the people here. Number one, I believe it is not even close. It is not just mashed potatoes. It is buttery, creamy mashed potatoes. You will get
and gravy.
You will get, gravy is, we talked about that. Actually, we need to reset that.
Yeah.
We talked about this at the beginning of the show. Gravy is not a side. No. Gravy, much like water, is necessary for life on your Thanksgiving plate.
Yes.
It is a given that gravy will be there. If you have a preferred gravy, sure, go ahead. But gravy is just, it's on there. It is on the plate. Imagine your plate is planet Earth. Gravy is our oceans. 60% of your plate should be covered in gravy, and that's the damn facts. Okay? So mashed potatoes,
okay.
That is a side, though.
Yes.
Mashed potatoes with gravy. But we are talking buttery, creamy mashed potatoes. You will have a bonus if you have chives in them. I will give a bonus for little bacon bits.
Perhaps a little garlic?
Maybe. Oh, garlic, yes. Garlic is a big bonus in that. But mashed potatoes, number one. You can put it on the board. Yes. Number one. Number two, stuffing. Not just any stuffing, sausage stuffing. Bonus if it's cornbread sausage stuffing. But sausage stuffing is a game changer. You're mixing your meats there with the turkey and the sausage.
Madden would be very proud.
Oh yeah, but you have a turducken with some sausage stuffing. That's meat on meat on meat, brah. But sausage stuffing is my favorite. I love sausage stuffing. That is number two. Number three. This is a very tough one because. What does it come down to? And we can give our honorable mentions later. And this was very tough for me, but I do have a list of honorable mentions. Number three for me, sweet potato casserole.
Ooh.
Sweet potatoes. And now here's the thing. The key to a little good sweet potato casserole there is you put orange juice in it, brown sugar.
Mm-hmm.
You got to have the mini marshmallows on top. Now, this is a fight in my own home. In my own home, this is a fight. And my wife is a saint, and she goes and she gets mini marshmallows because we are in charge of the sweet potato casserole every year. And she puts half of it with mini marshmallows on top. My family likes pecans on top of it. It is. But guess what is there's always leftovers of? The pecans. Yeah. Guess what's always gone every year? The little mini marshmallows, because they're a little piece of heaven just dancing in your mouth. So I go sweet potato casserole with the little mini marshmallows on it. Nice and toasted on top. A little sprinkled brown sugar of it. Sweet potato casserole, number three. So my power rank top three are buttery, creamy, beautiful mashed potatoes. Number two, sausage stuffing. Number three, sweet potato casserole with the little mini marshmallows on top. Don't give me that pecans on top. Garbage. What's wrong with you?
I, too. For me, number one is an easy one. Just still the mashed potatoes.
There we go, yeah.
And gravy.
Yeah. I think if this was Family Feud, yeah. Survey would
good
say.
Answer, good answer. Yeah, you get about 90 on that first one.
Yeah, great answer. Great answer. Yeah.
Number two, I'm going to go with the green bean casserole.
Ooh, that's an upset.
I do dig the green bean casserole. It's got to have bacon. Otherwise, keep it. But yeah. I'm a big fan of the green bean casserole. A little crispy French fried onions on top.
I was going to say, you go the crispy onion fries on top. Yeah.
You got it. Otherwise, it's just messy vegetables.
All right.
And then third, I'm torn here because I've got it between two. So that's why I was wondering about an honorable mention. I'll go with the sausage dressing. Because I like it with when you
dressing
get the crispy
on the
corners.
Side, not the stuffing.
You get a little bit of the crunch.
The sausage is key, though.
Yes.
Sausage.
And then, and of course, drown that in gravy too, and I do have an honorable mention.
Okay,
it's just the dinner rolls sop up all the rest of that gravy on your plate.
Dinner
just
rolls,
the
are...
good squishy white dinner rolls.
But they got like a little firmness on the top there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
The dinner roll.
It's like those ones you find that come like in the pan. You know what I mean? They're already like pre scored.
Yeah. And you have to throw them in the oven for a little bit.
Yep, exactly.
Sure, yeah, I know what you're talking there. I know what you're talking. That's a good one. I'm going honorable mentions. I will throw mac and cheese. Mac and cheese is on the board.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
A good homemade mac and cheese. Like, we're not talking Kraft's or Annie's or anything like that. No. You go with the homemade mac and cheese. It's glorious, and it is good. There are some really good ones that are coming in, and mm-hmm. rolls were on mine, too, because proper roll, it makes the meal.
Yes.
It makes the meal. And also, there is a, for my honorable mention, I don't know how many place do this or how many families do this. My family's got it's like a cranberry, I don't know. It's kind of layered, but it's got, it sounds weird, but it's got like sour cream in it, and cranberry sauce. It's really good. Sounds way better than what I'm throwing out there right now. So please just hold with me here.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's got cream cheese and like a little bit of sour cream in it, and it's got cranberry sauce and it's like layered.
Almost
really good.
Almost like an ambrosia salad type thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really good. I don't even know what it's called.
Yeah.
I eat it.
It's food.
I eat it, though, and it's great. All right. Here we go on the fan text line, 503-250-1080. Try salmon and asparagus stuffing with your sourdough bread. Sourdough bread is a game changer. Like, sourdough bread is fantastic. It's very far underrated, that sourdough bread is. Deviled eggs are a must. That coming in from P1 Ryan. Deviled eggs, man.
I'm going to split some hairs here, though. Yeah, to me, this deviled eggs aren't a side. That's an app. That's a pre-gamer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you throw those out there. Deviled eggs. You know you're at a good party when there's some deviled eggs. Right?
Yeah, and then you get home and you do the old Dutch oven on the wife.
No.
20 years we've made it.
I mean, that poor woman. Bless her heart. Bless her heart. Okay, yeah. Yeah, go ahead, do that. This person is a criminal and they say mashed potatoes are overrated.
Ugh. Yeah, you and me can't be friends.
No. Yep. This texture, number one, mashed potatoes. Number two, stuffing. That is all. That's from Deal. Deal just says, that's it. All done. This text, Danny, still catching strays. Screw Danny. Stuffing or dressing is near the tippy top with gravy, of course. It's weird and love my family's green bean casserole. That is the number two. Loaded mashed potatoes and gravy to finish it off. Everything else is filler. That one coming in. That's a great one. Yeah, hearty one right there. man. deal talking turkey bowls. I realized that I was getting concussed during turkey bowls. That and I was hungover. Yeah, the headache's from somewhere.
Yeah.
So somewhere in the middle. Somewhere in the middle. Okay.
Oh, and this one knows me too well, apparently, right. too. Still recovering from chasing a dog poop bag on the beach. That is true.
Yeah, that is true. You did take
shoulder
a
is not the same.
All right. Mac and cheese with breading crumble on top is amazing. That it actually, that's what the kind you have to have at Thanksgiving.
Yes. Like the breadcrumbs.
Really dresses it up.
Yes.
Joe Dirt, church it up a little bit. Throw that bad boy on. It's Dierte. No, it's not. It's dirt. Don't try to church it up. Green bean casserole with bacon off of the Traeger. Let's go.
Ooh, woo! Smoky bacon.
Let's go. And I feel like the green bean casserole would be good with like a little bit of smoky flavor to mm-hmm. the cream of mushroom soup and the green beans as well.
Absolutely.
I may have to do that tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Mm. Okay. Best apps I do, everything puff pastry twist with Jack Daniel's Dijon cream cheese dip, sweet potato chips with candied pecans and marshmallow fluff. Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, too. As far as the apps go, my wife, she makes some killer stuffed mushrooms.
Yeah. Oh, disgusting.
Dusty's not a mushroom guy.
Not a mushroom guy. Not a fungus guy. No, no. All right. A tradition that will be starting today. Les Nessman, folks. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
All right, we get you set for sending you off to Thanksgiving festivities. We were inspired by our WKRP in Cincinnati Open, voiced by the dulcet tones of Jeff Rust, to start this hour. We give you a Thanksgiving tradition from the show WKRP in Cincinnati, Les Nessman and the Turkey Drop.
It's a helicopter, and it's coming this way.
A helicopter?
It's flying something behind it. I can't quite make it out. It's a large banner, and it says, Happy Thanksgiving from WKRP. What a sight, ladies and gentlemen. What a sight. The copter seems to be circling the parking area now. I guess it's looking for a place to land. No, something just came out of the back of the helicopter. It's a dark object. Perhaps a skydiver plumbing to the earth from only 2,000 feet into the air. Third. There's no parachutes yet.
I can't tell just yet what they are, but... Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! One just went through the windshield of a parked car! Johnny, this is terrible. The
cars running around pushing each other? Oh, my goodness! Oh, the humanity! Oh, people are running about. The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement. I don't know how much longer, but the crowd is running for their lives. I think I'm going to step inside. I can't stay out here and watch this anymore. No, I can't go in there.
Children are searching for their mothers, and, oh, not since the Hindenburg tragedy has there been anything like this. I don't know how much longer I can hold my position here, Johnny. The crowd...
Les, are you there? Les isn't there. Thanks for that on-the-spot report, Les. Those of you who just tuned in, the Pinedale Shopping Mall has just been bombed with live turkey. Film at 11.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
So classic.
So great.
My goodness.
So great. Oh, Les Nessman, the infamous turkey drop, WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yes.
There's not a lot of turkey. Like, we don't have a lot of turkey songs. There's
no.
Not. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles may be the only Thanksgiving movie that we have out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, and you and I were talking about this. Today is official, or tomorrow is officially the day that we turn the page and we go to Christmas season.
We get set for the holidays, yes, sir.
And once that is done, tradition in our home, we do it on Christmas Eve and we do it, you know, Thanksgiving night. Christmas vacation.
That's right.
Christmas vacation. The season officially will start. So, look, today is a fun day. Thank you all for texting in 503-250-1080. Have a very happy Thanksgiving. There's something, we will get to this coming up on Friday, because we got state championship games in high school football on Friday, too.
Ooh.
Huh? And there's a lot to talk about with that I think is actually pretty interesting to everybody out there. But for Thanksgiving, please have a very safe and happy Thanksgiving. Don't kill your families. And do not take Jeff Russ' advice. The man's been married for 20 years, and his wife may be a unicorn. Don't Dutch oven after you deviled eggs. Okay?
not advisable.
Not advisable. Not advisable. I think that's unique to you guys. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Up next, Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.